If you're gonna raise cattle, what do you need? What animals?
Well, you need a female and a male. Cows and bull.
And then, when the cow is gonna have a baby, what do you say she's going to do?
Oh, I would say she's going to calve.
And then, what do you call the offspring?
Offspring.
The baby. Just a calf, or?
Baby calf, that's what we call them.
What would you call one of those whose mother's mother dies?
Orphan.
And if you're gonna raise horses, what do you need?
Well, you need a stallion and mares.
What would you call a little a child whose mother and father aren't married? Any special terms? I'll get all these out of the way while the women are here.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Bastard is the common one. I was wondering if there's anything like woods cold or blanket baby or...
I never heard anything like that.
This is common over on the East Coast.
Had of course, I imagine you bigger cities and bigger towns, you probably have names for things like that. Where little town, you don't...
Yeah.
Maybe you have not a baby, that's all.
That woods cold is the one that tickles me.
Of course, little towns, you don't have that very much, is it? Like you do in cities.
Yeah.
That'd be a heck of a name for a kid to live up with, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think people just accept it and let it go with that. Any special term for a horse that hasn't been broken yet, broken to ride?
You mean you haven't been broken at all? Or you might say unbroken horse.
And
if you've been rode a few times, it's kind of spoiled, kind of you like he's not gonna make a horse or anything, they'll either call him an outlaw, kind of worthless.
What do you call these ponies that have the big spots on them?
Paints.
Any special term for a little jackass?
I don't know, that would be a burr.
And how about a fellow who has four or five saddle horses that he works? What would you call this? A working cowboy who has maybe four or five of these that he rotates.
You mean what you call him?
No, what you'd call these four or five horses altogether.
Well, I think it's a span, but I don't think that's right.
Oh, this makes me think of another thing. When the people came in here, did they come in wagons?
Yeah.
What did they use to pull them?
Yeah, most of them used a team of horses. But when you got four or five hooked together like he's talking about, you don't call them teams, you don't call them spans. Spans are the same as teams.
Did they ever use oxen or?
Yeah, I guess so, it's not.
They really pull, don't they?